We are about to enter into the period of Yom Ha'atzmaut, whether that's Daladiyar or Heyar. We're certainly in the tekufa of having a Karas HaTov for HaKadosh Baruch Hu giving us the state of Israel. So we'd like to combine both aspects of the Parsha and the period we're in and try to learn something that we might not be as familiar with as we were before. The Gemara in Erechin tells us on Daf Tesvav Amar Aleph that we should look at the Meraglim to see the severity of Lashon Hara. We know that the punishment for Lashon Hara is Saras, as is discussed in the Parsha this week. So, says the Gemara, they spoke Lashon Hara about Eitzim Ba'avanim. Right? And look how they were punished. They spoke about Eretz Yisrael. Eretz Yisrael is wood. It's stones. There's no humans there. They're talking about the land. And still, look how severely the Meraglim are punished for speaking just about an inanimate object. So too, how much more us when we speak about Basar V'dam, a fellow person with a neshama. Says Rashi, the beginning of Parshas Peshalach, that even the Meraglim should have learned the severity of Lashon Hara from the punishment of Miriam when she spoke about her brother Moshe. So we see certainly a connection here regarding the severity of Eretz Yisrael. Rav Mordechai Karlbach, in his Chavtzelos HaSharon, in this week's Parsha, in Parsha Shlach, so he asks, I don't understand. He says, Lashon Hara on an object? Where do we find the Isra of Lashon Hara about an object? The object doesn't have any feelings. It doesn't bleed. It doesn't know if you said something negative about it. So he says, where do we find this idea to speak Lashon Hara about an object? So he has a big chiddush. He says that the Isra of Lashon Hara has nothing to do with the object or the person you're speaking about. He says, Lashon Hara is a problem with the speaker itself. It's bad midos. It's a bad thing to have a negative attitude. And so regardless of what you're speaking about, that's the Isra Lashon Hara. Nothing to do with the topic they're talking on, but rather it's a development of the speaker itself that is an Isra to speak in a negative fashion. There's what to say about such a mahalach, but we'd like to focus on something else. The Chafetz Chaim writes in Hey Zion, in Sefer the Chafetz Chaim, he quotes the Urayim. The Urayim says, what's the Isra of Lashon Hara regarding the object of a friend? And the Urayim says, it's what we just said. The fact that the Meraglim spoke about Eretz Yisrael, which is not a human being, rather it's a person, so that is the source in the Torah that you're not allowed to disparage the object of another person, to disparage what the person is selling, or to disparage what their home, or whatever it may be. That is the Isra Lashon Hara, says the Chafetz Chaim in the name of the Urayim, when it comes to speaking about someone else's object. And this raises the question, again, why are we so hung up about an object? Eretz Yisrael, it's a land. Why does the Kadosh Baruch Hu care about how we speak about this land, the stones, the rocks, the mountains, the grass, the desert, whatever it is? Why is the Kadosh Baruch Hu so upset? So I saw first that the question is asked by Rav Meshulam David Soloveitchik in the Shirim on Erechin, where the Isra Lashon Hara is discussed. And he says that, he has a chiddush, that the whole Isra of what the Meraglim did was not necessarily about the inanimate object, but rather it was an aspect about how the inanimate object was being used. The people in Eretz Yisrael were taking Eretz Yisrael, and they were just like they picked up a stick. You can use the stick, you know, to light a fire, or you can use the stick to hit someone. Depending on the nature of how you're going to use the object, so that, says Rav Meshulam David, is how you define whether it's usher to speak about an object. So, but that still doesn't answer the problem, because okay, but what about there are other things as well. Why specifically should there be an object, so we're disparaging the Goyim who are misusing Eretz Yisrael? What's the big deal there as well? So I saw another beautiful answer in the Sefer Ber Miriam on the Rambam in Hilchos Melachim by Rav David Mann. So Rav David Mann has a beautiful, beautiful answer. He notes that the Chafetz Chaim in his Psicha tells us that there are many, many Isurim that fall under Lashon Hara in general. And he cites as the second one, Ve'ahavta l'reacha kamocha, to say something bad about a friend. We know, as Rabbi Kiva says, Ve'ahavta l'reacha kamocha zeh klal gadol b'Torah. It doesn't mean it's the most important mitzvah in the Torah. What it means is it's a klal gadol. It's the most encompassing mitzvah in the Torah, that many, many mitzvos can attach themselves to the mitzvah of Ve'ahavta l'reacha kamocha. And therefore, says the Ber Miriam, that when it comes to Eretz Yisrael, there's a special aspect of Avas Eretz Yisrael. There's a special mitzvah, he says, to love Eretz Yisrael. He cites the Gemara in Ksuvas and Daf Kuf Yubez Amad Aleph. The Rav Chanina would level the land in Eretz Yisrael where he saw that there were hills where people could trip over. And says Rashi, why was it so important to him to love the land? So Rashi says that he didn't want people disparaging the roads of Eretz Yisrael and saying something negative about the land of Eretz Yisrael. And the Gemara on the top of the next page says as well that Rav Asi and Rav Ami would go and sit in sunny or shady areas, specifically when they were in Eretz Yisrael. So says Rashi, why were they telling us they went and sat in the shade in Eretz Yisrael? So Rashi says, Kadei shelo yuchlol hisra'em al yeshivas Eretz Yisrael. So they should not feel at any moment uncomfortable and then say something negative about Eretz Yisrael. We see, says the Be'er Miriam, that there's a special mitzvah to have a special love and respect for the land of Israel. So the mitzvah to have a love for Eretz Yisrael is similar, he says, to the mitzvah of V'yahavta l'recha kamocha. What does it say at the end of the pasuk, V'yahavta l'recha kamocha? Ani Hashem. You love a fellow Jew because Hashem loves him as well. And when Hashem loves something, you need to show your love for that as well. It's a kiyum of loving Hashem when you love another Jew, because that shows your love for a Kadosh Baruch Hu as well. And then he goes on to quote the Gemara in Sanhedrin Sadi Dalet Amar Aleph, who says that even Sancheirev of Russia, who wanted to wipe out the Jewish people, knew better than to say anything negative about Eretz Yisrael, and that's why he was initially successful in his conquest, because he never disparaged Eretz Yisrael. And the Gemara goes on to hint as well that it's even a problem to say that another land or another country is better than Eretz Yisrael. That's how careful, says the Gemara, we need to be about when speaking about Eretz Yisrael. So he also cites the Sifri and Parshas Ekev going on about how much Hashem loves Eretz Yisrael, and therefore, he says, the Yisod of Lashon Hara is violating a fellow Jew, loving a fellow Jew. So too, he says, the Yisod of Lashon Hara against Eretz Yisrael is because we need to show extra love for Eretz Yisrael. When you say something negative about Eretz Yisrael, you're showing that you lack that special chavivus for the land of Israel. And therefore, he says, speaking Lashon Hara about Eretz Yisrael is a violation of Avas Eretz Yisrael, which in turn is a form of Avas Hashem, because Hashem loves the land of Israel so much. And therefore, he explains, that's why there's an Isser Lashon Hara on the land of Israel, because it reflects your same love for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Rav Moshe Feinstein is recorded in the Sefer Kol Ram, which is a collection of drushos that were set over by Rav Moshe, written over by Talmidim. So in Chelek Gimel, on page Tuf Beis, he says that regular Eitzim V'Avanim, regular sticks and stones, so there's nothing special. But when it comes to the sticks and stones of Eretz Yisrael, it's different. You can't treat it the same way. There's a special mile, there's a special level to the sticks and stones of the land of Israel. There's a beautiful comment from the Ben Yehoyada on the Gemara's then the Ksuvis that talk about Eretz Yisrael, right? We know the whole discussion about Yishuv Eretz Yisrael is found there in Ksuvis regarding whether a husband or a wife can break the marriage because one of them wants to go to Eretz Yisrael and the other doesn't. So all the discussion regarding the mitzvahs of living in Eretz Yisrael are found there as well. So says the Ben Yehoyada, Umikan Yilmad Ha'adam Musar Haskel. You need to be so careful, l'shmor piv l'shanot, to guard your mouth, l'val yotzei mipiv shum dibor lo tov, to say anything not good, l'gnos afilu ama echas me'Eretz Yisrael, to disparage even one cubit of Eretz Yisrael, hein mitzat havir, whether it is the air, hein mitzat kor v'chom, it's too cold, it's too hot, the hotel didn't have a good breakfast, hein mitzat haperos, the fruit, the hein be'inyan habinyan ukayotse, or about the buildings. That's how careful we need to be when speaking about the land of Israel. Perhaps another issue regarding the Isra of Lashon Hara and Eretz Yisrael stems from that it's a bizayon to talk negatively about what Hashem has created, what Hashem has put extra special effort into. The pasuk says, Aror makeh re'eyu b'seisir. It curses the person who hits his friend in quiet, in silence, and in a secret way. And we know that's a reference to Lashon Hara. So Hashem is also Reyecha, Hashem is our friend. To go and to say something negative about a Kadosh Baruch Hu and his land is a bizayon towards a Kadosh Baruch Hu. The Tomer Dvora writes in Perek Beis that all creatures need to be honored by a Kadosh Baruch Hu, because all creatures are creations of Hashem. And when you despise something that Hashem Hashem made, so you're despising, in a sense, Hashem, because Hashem put it into this world. And he explains, V'ilu yivaza osam chas v'shalom nogea b'kavod yotzram. When you're mevaza creation of a Kadosh Baruch Hu, you're being mevaza a Kadosh Baruch Hu himself. And he says, this is like a craftsman who makes an object, a piece of art, and you go and you make fun of the art. The art doesn't have any feelings, but the person who made the art, the person who made the object, is the one who's going to feel what you said. And therefore, when it comes to Eretz Yisrael and praising what Hashem made, it's a bizayon to a Kadosh Baruch Hu, which Hashem put extra special effort, kaviyachal, into giving us Eretz Yisrael. It's a bizayon to a Kadosh Baruch Hu to say something negative about such an inanimate object. Derech Agav, there is a discussion regarding saying not nice things about inanimate objects. What about food? Can you say something not nice about food? So Rabbeinu Yonah writes in the Shari Tshuva in Gimel in Reish Lamed in 230 that you're not allowed to say anything negative about someone's ochel, against someone's food. Now, it's a tzarachin if that's the halacha, because I can recall two places where the Shulchan Aruch and the Mishnah Berurah say specifically that you're allowed to say, I hate this food. So one example is in Tafai and Beis, the Shulchan Aruch says, if you say that you hate wine, you need to push yourself to drink Dal Kosos. And the Shulchan Aruch says, Sone, you hate it. So a person can say, I hate this food isn't good. On the other hand, the Mishnah Berurah says in Reish Ayin Bay, in Reish Mem Beis, in the beginning of Hilchos Shabbos, that if you hate fish, so then you don't have to eat fish on Shabbos. And the Mishnah Berurah uses the language, Sone, you hate it. So the Mishnah Berurah can say that you hate fish as well. That's not exactly clear. There's a remarkable statement from the Seder Hayom. The Seder Hayom is one of the explanations of commentaries of Minhagim on the Siddur and the general Seder Hayom of the Jewish people. So the Seder Hayom says, why do we say Kol Chamir in Aramaic? What's the point of Kol Chamir in Aramaic? So the classic answer is, so we can understand it. But we live in America and no one understands Aramaic, so why do we say it in Aramaic? So the Seder Hayom says, because we're talking about bread, and bread is the staff of life, we have to love it, we have to respect it, we have to honor it, and therefore, the Hefech, we say Kol Chamira in Aramaic so that people won't understand that we're being mevaza bread and saying that it's nullified and meaningless and void. Lehefech, he flips it around. So he clearly is careful about how we refer to food, this inanimate object. Now, there is a perush on the Chafetz Chaim called the Alei Be'er by Shlomo Rosner, who's a Rav in Eretz Yisrael. So he writes in Kal Hei Os Tes that, quoting the Medrash Tanchum in Parsha Shlach, which says that the Kadosh Baruch Hu called Eretz Yisrael Eretz Tova, and the Meraglim came and they said not nice things about the land of Israel. And he says the Medrash is telling us that the Chid HaMeraglim was that they disparaged HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave such honor to Eretz Yisrael. And speaking badly about Eretz Yisrael, we're taking away from the Shevach that HaKadosh Baruch Hu instilled in the land of Israel. Two stories I have regarding this. One is that I heard that Bachrim came back from Eretz Yisrael, and they went to the Rav Baruch Ber Leibowitz, the Rav in Kamenitz, asked them, so knew what was Eretz Yisrael like, and they started to say, you know, it's too hot. And he said, quiet. You're going to say something negative about Eretz Yisrael, and they didn't let them speak. Another story I saw in the Otros Musar of Moshe Tzuriel in Chelek Aleph, so he says that once there was a shliach who was collecting money from Eretz Yisrael, and they came to Volozhin, and they met the Netziv, and the Netziv asked him, "Nu, so what's going on in Eretz Yisrael?" And he started to say that, you know, the new Olim, they're not observant, and they're secular, and they're taking away from the Kedusha of Eretz Yisrael, and the Netziv got very serious, and he said, "Meraglim, you are no better than the Meraglim, speaking negatively about the spiritual level of Eretz Yisrael." And he shut him up very, very quickly. We know very well that Netziv was a great Ohev Tzion, a great lover of Eretz Yisrael. Our job is to correct the mistake of the Meraglim and to thank Hashem for the wonderful land that we have, to flip everything around. Rav Kook writes in the Igros Haraya and Igeres Tzadi Vav, Yisod Golos V'Hashiflos HaNimshach Ba'olam Barak Mimash Ein Modin Es Eretz Yisrael. Our shiflos, our low place in the world, comes from the fact that we don't praise Eretz Yisrael. Es Archav V'Chach Masa, its beauty, its wisdom, V'Ein Mesakanim Es Chet HaMeraglim. And we are not fixing the chet of the Meraglim, says Rav Kook. And we need to do better. We need to go L'Hagidu L'Vaser Ba'olam Kulo Hoda V'Hadra and talk about the Kedusha, the Kavod, the honor, the glory. Flip it around. Don't speak Lashon Hara about Eretz Yisrael. Speak Lashon Tov. Praise Eretz Yisrael to those around us. The Sefer Chassidim, Sefer Charedim, in Perek Nuntes goes on to talk about how much we have to love Eretz Yisrael. He quotes the Rambam, who says that people would go and bow down on the ground and kiss the ground of Eretz Yisrael. He talks about how we should sing the poetry of Yehuda Halevi and praise in such beautiful fashion the beautiful land that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has given us. So, it should be in the merit of our giving Hakaras HaTov and Hodah to Hashem over giving us back the land of Eretz Yisrael, that we should return with full Geula, B'mheira V'Yameinu, Amen.